The Bible reading today is taken from John 20, verses 10 to 18. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he has said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord.
The Easter story, the appearance of Jesus to Mary, is the fulfillment of every story ever told and ever dreamt up. In 5 minutes, we are going to tell together the Easter story. And you are all involved because Jesus invites you to be a part of the Easter story. And it begins in this way. It begins on Good Friday that does not feel good in a bad place. So many stories begin in a bad place. You at this end, you've got a part to play in this. When I say that the story begins bad, as a sign of it being bad, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I know you're in a Church of England, but there's a response to make, and there's a response for you. This is the second part. There's a response for you in the third part. The Easter story begins in a bad place. When I say it starts bad, here's what you got to do. You got to go, "Oh, it was the biggest shock on earth," because it's bad. And it goes from bad to worse. There is nothing worse than the cross, one would have thought. The worst torture devised by human beings. The most lingering pain possible. The Easter story begins in a place that is bad. And it goes worse. You in the baptism pool here in the center, when I say it goes from bad to worse, your sound effect, please. Your sound effect, please. Is because the disciples are feeling hopeless and helpless when they realize that having seen their Lord, their Savior, the one they thought and hoped and longed for could be the Messiah, hanging on a cross, which was bad, it gets even worse when they realize they are helpless to do anything, and indeed hopeless, because they are the ones who have fallen asleep when he asked them to support him. One of them betrayed him, called Judas. One of them denied him, called Simon Peter. Most of the others ran away. They have all been complicit, a word that means a part of the guilt of the world in this story, which went from bad to worse. And in stories told the world over, there is a moment in them. And most of them are fairy stories, but the good news of Easter is that this is a real good news story that starts, has a turning point with the word until. When you hear the word until, here's your sound effects, okay? It's to do this. It's a starring role. You have to go with as much enthusiasm, even in a Church of England, as you can muster to go, ta-da! Because it's the moment when everything changes until it went from bad to worse. Until Jesus appears to his disciples. There is a longing in the human heart, and it's reflected in the stories that I was told. I wonder if you were told these stories. There is a big, bad wolf. The story is very bad. He eats grandma. It gets even worse. He's going to eat Red Riding Hood until the woodcutter comes. There's a beautiful lady, but things are very bad. As a witch poisons her with an apple, things get even worse. She dies until there's a prince coming to rescue her. There's a lovely girl who has got an evil stepmother. It's very bad. It's even worse. She's got ugly sisters and can't go to the ball until there's a fairy godmother. Sometimes it's a fairy godmother. Sometimes it's a prince in fairy stories. Sometimes it's a woodcutter. It can be a hobbit. It can be Harry Potter. In real life, in the Easter story that goes from bad to worse, until it's not a cinematic moment, it's not a fairy story, it's not a ta-da moment of entertainment. It's Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Do you want this? Is this a part of your story? At the ending of our service, as we worship God with these Easter songs, here's what you're invited to do. If you recognize things in your life, anything in your life that is going bad, anything in your life which you realize, like the disciples, I'm a part of the problem and there's nothing I can do to get out of it. If you, like those three baptized or renewing their baptism vows this morning, would like to, I've got two bowls of gunk, and you can come forward and put your hands in the gunk as a sign of the sin in the world. You can put your hand in the other gunk as a sign of your part in it. And by the cross at the end, I've filled buckets with our baptism water, and you can go as a sign of your Easter confession, the confession that this is your story, to the cross where Christ has washed us in the deepest, most powerful, most profound way possible. We are Easter people. In a story, in a world where a lot is bad and it's getting worse, until we hear and experience and receive, as God's church across the world does, there is a Lord who's not a fairy tale, he's not an imagination, he's not a cinematic moment, he's Jesus alive and risen from the dead. As the worship band come forward, would you please stand with me? And as we sing these songs together, if you would like to come forward, there is a bowl of my gunk here, and there's another bowl of my gunk there, representing all that is bad and worse in the world. And then you can go to the cross to wash your hands with the baptism water as a sign of the greatest story ever told, the real story in history. Lord God, thank you for Easter. Thank you for inviting us to be part of your story that on Good Friday looked like it was going from bad to worse, but you are risen. You are risen indeed. With the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, raise us, raise your church in every way where we need your healing, your peace, your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.